dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Now he's no other choice.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this fine, fun, wonderful day. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z, episode number 44. And I'm your host, John Overall, and if my voice sounds a little off, well, it is just a little off, mainly because I'm just getting over a cold that was quite miserable, actually. Came from my granddaughters, gave it to my sons, who then proceeded to give it to my wife, who gave it to me. So I'm the last of the family to get it this time, unfortunately. So anyway, reason for the podcast, of course, is to get something out there for my wonderful listeners out there. I greatly appreciate you all listening to me, and I really like to get this show out there every single week, if at all possible. Sometimes my schedule just doesn't allow me to do that. This show will probably be a bit shorter than usual, probably, you know, mainly because I've only got a couple of things to talk about. Again, I'm caught up in the middle of a big project that's due at the end of this week, so I'm taking time out just to get this podcast out and talk to you about a couple of the things that I've been dealing with this week. But first off, we're going to go along here and go to my rant, just because I can. Actually, it's kind of not really a rant this week. It's kind of interesting. If you happen to catch the show notes before you picked up the show, you'll have noticed I wrote something there that says it's a great little story about Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. This one here, it was just so cool when I found out. Now, anyone who knows me, though, knows that I am not a Steve Jobs fan. I am not an Apple fan, although I do use some of their products. But the story just had to go. My mom, used to go to different trade shows and whatnot in the 70s. It turns out she ended up partying with Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. See, about a week or so ago, I was traveling with my mom, taking her somewhere, and we started talking. She started talking about my iPad, and I was mentioning it to her, and mentioned Apple. And she goes, Apple, I remember something about Apple. I met a couple of very nice young men one time that were trying to sell this Apple product. I said, really? When? And she was like, sometime in the 70s, I don't remember, I think it was in Seattle or San Francisco. She finally pinned it down to Seattle at a trade show convention, and there's these two young men there, and they said they were the owners of the company, and it was Apple, and they were trying to sell their personal computer system, which nobody knew anything about, and nobody could understand what they were going to be used for, but these guys were telling her that they were going to change the world. Well, they did. But I just thought that was rather interesting. And she said, yeah, they were great fun. We went out after the trade show. We went up to the bars and partied up. Well, that's pretty interesting to hear, Mom. I'm glad to hear that my mom was partying with Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in the 70s. And although she said that the smell of pot was heavily in the room, she doesn't know if anybody was actually smoking it. So we'll leave that one to your imaginations. But there you go. There's my 6 degrees of separation to Steve Jobs has just been brought down to 2. 2 degrees of separation. Although I doubt he would ever remember my mom. But if he ever does, it would actually be kind of cool to hear from him. You know, even though I respect the man, I just don't like him. You've got to respect the man who can take a company, get booted out of it, reclaim it again, take it from dirt in the bottom dirt. I think Apple shares were probably trading in the $20 mark, and now they're in the near $400 mark. So he turned that company around, did a wonderful job of it. So there you go. There's my little Apple story with Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak and the fact that my mom was partying with him. So what else has been peeving me off this last week? And aside from having this cold, not a whole heck of a lot. I've been buried in work, which I thoroughly enjoy. I like being buried in work and having to force out the time for the podcast instead of having nothing to do and being able to do nothing but my podcast. You know, as much as I enjoy the podcast, I really got to get my work done too. So it's been a pretty good week. Got more clients out there. and they keep coming in, which is really great. I'm glad to see them coming. And for all you listeners out there, thanks a lot for tuning into my show. And I'm going to try and keep this show relevant as possible every single week that I do it, and bring you some interesting news and information if I can find it. And also something about plugins, some tidbits, tips, or, I know originally when I first started this, I was giving full demonstrations of plugins, but back then I actually had more time than I have now. It seems work is finally getting ahead of me, which I enjoy, and I'm sorry it's to your detriment. But I will continue to do the best I can. Laura will be back on the show next week. She was going to be this week, but we just couldn't coordinate our schedules properly for her to record with me. So that's just all there is to it. It's a problem of scheduling, but we will get her on the show for next week, for certain. And what have I got out this week? I've got one shout-out going this week, one going out to Stefan. He's over there in Germany, and a really nice guy. I had a Skype conversation with him today, and I'm looking forward to talking more with him. And as this show goes along, I may reveal more of what's happening there. So, hello, Stefan. Next item on the list here, what have we got? Something new I'm going to try and do here. And I got to try and remember to save them as I go along. Is every once in a while I'm surfing through the web or I'm looking for something and I trip across a website that's just really well done or really poorly done. And then I look up in my Firefox browser bar, it tells me the tool thing that tells me what software is running on that website. And I see that it's running on WordPress. Well, the cool ones I want to start to display, the interesting ones I want to start to highlight them, and then the not so interesting ones I think I might start to highlight them too as I figure this all out. But this will be a nice little segment to the show to maybe add a little color to it and make it interesting. This week we have one interesting site because I forgot to copy the ones that I've done. This one here is Shoreline Community School Association. Why is it interesting? Well, it's because I built it. That's why it's interesting to me. So I'm terrified to let everyone out there know what the sites are I did because, everybody's got an ego, and I've got an ego, and, nobody likes having their ego bruised by people telling them what they did wrong. But if you don't actually listen to what you did wrong and have people tell you what you did wrong, how are you ever going to get better? So if anyone looks at the site and sees what I could do better, let me know. I can take it. I really can. And last week in World of WordPress news. Now some of this news, of course, is going to be dated. And one of the reasons why is because my podcast will be just about every week, but it'll be a few odd days. It's not going to be exact, and that's mainly because of the way my scheduling goes now, because I get to work in my office now. I get to work in my office for 4 days a week, and my wife gets to go to her job for 4 days a week. So we are constantly on a rotation. She's on a schedule that rotates every week, so I'm constantly moving what days I'm in the office. So the podcast will be here, and sometimes the news I have will be relevant, and sometimes it'll be stale. And I'll do the best I can to keep it not be too stale. So what have we got this week, World of WordPress news? We got major releases of BuddyPress and BBPress. And they've released some major releases out, and you can go check them out at their websites. And I'm starting to use BuddyPress on one of my clients' websites for the forums, the BuddyPress forums, and I'm setting up the community, and I'm actually looking at a couple of the themes that manage the community through BuddyPress, and this is going to be something that'll be a development process, so it could be pretty cool, but I'm really stoked to see that it's finally become a plugin instead of the old standalone version that it used to be. If you don't know what it is, crawl out from under your rock and then go check it out. Or you're obviously brand new to WordPress if you don't know what it is. Welcome to the fold. Have some Kool-Aid. Fresh Kool-Aid. I make the Kool-Aid. Stir. So anyway, what else do we got? There's another article here about WordPress malware has been spreading. And what this is from is it looks like there's been some PHP code injections on websites running WordPress. And the only browsers it's affecting is Internet Explorer. If you're traveling through Internet Explorer, you could infect your computer. So make sure you keep your antivirus, anti-malware programs up to date. Make sure you keep your pop-up blockers functioning. Make sure if you use like Firefox, and I think Internet Explorer's added it in there or not, I'm not certain, but they have a checkbox there that they run a list of known sites that they block. So make sure that's all checked out, and that way you can help alleviate some of the issues that may be occurring and limit it down. So anyway, check out the article. It's an interesting article about malware, how it's spreading, and how you can do to stop it, aside from hunt down all the virus writers and string them up by their nads until their nads fall off. That's where they all belong. Maybe their head on a pike. Yeah, thinking of a pike, has anyone ever checked, have y'all checked out that new TV show, or not that, I guess it's not new, I guess it's a season old. I actually got to watch the whole season, which I actually kind of like that. It's the Game of Thrones. It's really cool. It's an HBO series. It kind of reminds me of Rome, although it's set in medieval England. And it's been pretty brutal and pretty cool. So check it out. There's my little aside for pointless trivia. So what have I got for plugins? Got a couple of plugins for you. The first one I want to talk about here is one that I discovered last week. It was really kind of cool because I got a new client and she was wanting me to do some stuff. And so I went and checked out her site. I was actually going to move her off of WordPress.com onto her own self-hosted version of WordPress. You know, relatively straightforward thing to do. If you've never done it, check it out. It's pretty easy to do. But that's not the big thing about it. Is I was checking out her site through my iPad, and I looked at it and said, wait a minute, this looks like Flipboard, because that's what came up. It looked like Flipboard. I was like, well, that's weird. And so I was like, I gotta check. And so I jumped on my laptop and checked out the site and said, okay, it's got a specialized theme for iPads, because it doesn't give me the same theme when I went to it on my phone. I wanted to see what would happen, different devices. So it's a specialized theme through WordPress for your iPad. And I was like, okay, well, it's WordPress.com. Every plugin they're running is usually available in the repository somewhere. So I researched it, checked it out, and within minutes I found it. This plugin was called OnSwipe. Really cool, great plugin. The only problem with this plugin is that 3 days or 4 days later, fortunately, we downloaded it, threw it onto our test website to check it out and make sure, see how it functions and everything before we use it for a client. And 3 days later, we went to download it again for our client site, and it wasn't in the repository anymore. It's gone. Their whole website had changed in those 3 days. In fact, they're no longer, as far as I can tell, they're no longer offering the plugin, but they're offering a service where you can give them the URL of your website, your YouTube, your couple of other places on there, and they will then turn it into this Flipboard stuff through JavaScripting for you using an external scripting system. At this moment, they don't seem to be charging for it, but I can see them, after they build up enough client base, to moving it to a charging for it. Great business model, great idea. Unfortunately, they took away the plugin that they had on WordPress. Now, I've got a copy of that plugin because I downloaded it. That plugin is GPL'd, so I can give it away. You can download that plugin from my site in the show notes if you want it. I thought it was cool. You might want to check it out. I went to install it on my site. Unfortunately, it conflicts with one of the other plugins I'm currently running, so it wouldn't work. But it does work great on a couple of other sites I worked on. So it does have some conflicting errors depending on your plugins. And I didn't get the time to research exactly which plugin's conflicting, but I just know it's one. And it's probably because I run a lot of plugins that call several layers of Java and all the other scripting languages and everything, so it's all just a nightmare, my site is. So anyway, I thought it was really great. Great plugin. It made a beautiful layout. It had choices for colors. If you dig into it, you can change the CSS stuff on it to enhance it, tweak it the way you want it, because it's GPL'd. all the code is available and open in the plugin. Have fun with it. If someone takes it on and forks it, let me know, because I would really love to see this one move forward, because it's just a beautiful plugin. I don't want to see it lost forever. I mean, they pulled it from the WordPress repository, and they obviously pulled it because they want people using their new service instead of using their plugin. So, but I've got it. It's free. Come get it. Here it is. Next plugin I've got is WP eCommerce. WP eCommerce, this plugin here is one that I've been using off and on for the last 3 years. I actually teach it a bit in one of my training classes, because it's the best of the free versions of e-commerce stores. So I do teach it, and the last couple of times I've had to keep changing my program, because they keep improving this plugin. And I couldn't use it for the longest time for any of my e-commerce sites I was building, because it was just lacking a few fundamental things. And they have since fixed those items. And one of those items was in the... Oh, I can't even remember what it is now. It has to do with getting additional information. So it's able to be used, and plus it has some really fantastic plugins built for just this plugin. So there's plugins for this plugin. So you want to check it out. It's by Instinct Entertainment, and it's just a great plugin. It's been downloaded over 1 million times, probably used on 3/4 of that number of sites, and it keeps growing. It keeps getting better. I like it. I actually started to buy some of their gold cart stuff this last week for an e-commerce site that I'm doing for a client right now, because it's got everything I need. I did run into one minor problem that I didn't realize they hadn't quite cured until I needed it, and that is the ability to track suppliers or vendors. So like if you get your products from supplier A, B, and C, and when that stuff is sold off your website, you want to know who you got to reorder from. It's either A, B, or C. Then you can't do it. Hoping that'll get cured eventually. In the meantime, it's just something we'll work around. Other than that, this plugin provides everything. There's a couple of great plugins for this plugin that even provide further information. One of the big things for me was certain types of reports were necessary. And there's a plugin for the extra reports in here. And what that's for is to go in and research in depth all of the additional information that you need for your reports. You know, to find out what sales are in there, to find out what products you have, to make massive changes. Like if you get loads of products in there and all of a sudden you got to change the price across everything, it can be a pain if you have to do it manually one at a time. And that was one of the problems with this plugin. You had to do it all manually. Well, somebody's written a plugin to take care of that problem. This plugin is very simple, and it's got a very simple little name, and it is called Smart Manager. And what Smart Manager does for you is it brings up a widget for you that allows you to make massive changes, batch updates. You can add products from it, you can remove products from it, you can change single pricing, you can change pricings across an entire field. You can choose an inventory level across everything, increase the numbers. There's so many things you can do with it. And that's Smart Manager Pro. I don't have it listed in the show notes, but it is very good. It's so good that I actually bought the professional version of it, because the free version just was too limiting for what I needed it to do. So, and that's actually what's happening more and more with me. I'm finding that the free versions are too limiting, so I have to buy the pro version. But if they don't give me a free version to test it, chances are very slim I'm going to buy it, because I need to know if it's going to provide what I need it to provide. So, back to it. WP eCommerce, very good plugin, great short codes. It just works. It works with Genesis themes. It works with Artister themes. Those are the two main things I develop in. So check those out. It's all really good. I actually give this one a 2 dragon rating. It was going to get a 3 or a 4 until I discovered that it was missing that one key item that I needed. So anyway, that's pretty much it for our plugins for this week. And Somewhere out there I have a video of how to use this plugin, but I think I'm going to have to pull it down because after I've installed the latest version of this plugin, I realized that what I had used to create the video on is sorely out of date. It doesn't even discuss it anymore because they went to custom post types with this plugin. And now that they're using custom post types, their menus are split across a couple of different areas. They're split across the dashboard, they're split across products, and they're split across the settings area. The settings manages the store settings, the products, of course, self-explanatory. It has good variations. And then up in the dashboard area, it's got store sales and reports up there. So that's pretty much it for this podcast. I got no specialized terms for you this week. Closing, what's coming future podcasts? Well, I'm still working towards video plugins, membership plugins. Actually, membership plugins will be coming probably next episode because I've had to do some work with membership plugins this last week and I just forgot to write my notes down on it. So we'll be coming back to membership plugins. And then we're looking at Web Physiology Portfolio. I still want to check that plugin out. If anyone checks it out, let me know. How you can contact us? You can contact Laura at her website at lauramathis.com, or you can follow her on Twitter at lauramathis, or no, at tefnuit is her Twitter handle. You can find her on Facebook at lauramathis.com, and for me, you can find me at johnoverall.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at onkonsu. Sometimes I actually make posts on there. Lately it's been pretty quiet. Facebook, same way. You can find me there at johnoverall.com, though. I try to get information up whenever I can. And finally, some of the music provided for tonight's podcast have come from Mevio's Music Alley. You can check it out at mevio.music.com. Nope, sorry, that's music.mevio.com. In fact, I'll just play this thing here. It does it such a better job, and my voice will sound so much better. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And that would be the closer. Now, I do have one great song I picked up from Mevio's Music Alley. This one here is by a band called Les Six, and it's called Antipsychotic, which, you know, pretty much describes my intentions right now.
Yeah.
That's all, folks. Have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Thanks for listening. Take care. See you next time.